Webster and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
We are here to talk about something very near and dear to our heart, and that's housing for veterans. And this is Gail.
It's gone to the city council before. Wanted you to tweak some things. You did that, and it came up last night for a final vote. And
we got the vote.
Yeah.
It was amazing. We had so many people speak on our behalf.
Fantastic. Could not be happier.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We all know that generic drugs are cheaper than name brand drugs. But I'm going to make a confession. For a long time, I thought generics were a less good version of a name brand, you know, like dollar store versions of Corn Flakes. But it turns out that generic drugs are made with the exact same chemical formula as the name brands. They have to be to even be on the market. When drug companies invent a new drug, they get a 20-year patent in America that gives them exclusive rights to sell their Zoloft or Ambien or whatever. But after 20 years, other companies can sell generic versions. Drugs that don't use the famous name but are chemically the same and follow all the same FDA rules. To get these savings, just ask your doctor to prescribe you a generic. Most of the time, they will. Now, your pharmacist usually can't just swap in the generic when you're picking up your pills, so you do have to ask your doctor before you leave the doctor's office. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at wiss.fm.
No, because I think I just saw on Facebook the other day, the one person that probably, the local person that could do that the best, because UW-Richland is closed, I think she's already left town. Wow. I think she's already moved.
Wow.
I thought, how sad is that? The opportunities that have been lost, the expertise that has been lost, and
not to mention the benefits of the local economy.
Oh, my goodness.
How much did the school bring in?
Last report I saw, a review, is about a $6 to $8 million impact a year, depending upon the year, to the Richland County, greater Richland County area. By the time you focus on the money that brings in when students stay here, when the parents come visit here, the restaurants, the hotels, the conferences, the athletics, has a huge economic impact.
That's a lot of money for a community this size. Yeah.
It really is, and it's such an unfortunate situation. And when you look through the history of it, it didn't have to happen. Mm. It never had to happen. And it comes back to the fact that it is tuning people into the idea of, are the people that we've been electing, that we've been voting for, have they been working for us? Have they been out there to serve us? And if they had, they'd have made sure UW-Richland was being funded.
Yeah.
The UW system was being funded. And instead, they've been cutting funds for decades.
Yep.
I think that's a really that's a really great point, Bev. And I think it's really important because as we talked last night at dinner, Jane, and I think you were there, Bev, and when we had our local elected officials, Howard Markline, who chairs the Joint Finance Committee, who represents this area, Republican, there was a packed room, whatever it was, 100, 150 people. And after an hour and a half, he had the audacity to say, stand there, look people in the eye and say, well, there's no money. No money. There's no money. And it's just, it's a lie because there's $4 billion sitting in Madison. But to Bev's point, if we were electing people who were looking at a fair tax system, saying, you know what, if you're worth $1 billion, maybe you should just pay your share. We're not even asking to up, to turn it
right.
up. Just pay your share. We already have enough money. We could have saved the campus here. Mm-hmm. But if everyone were paying their fair share, millionaires and billionaires, we wouldn't have this issue.
No, our representatives wouldn't be able to look at us and say, oh, there's no money.
Right.
And that's the excuse that they use. Even though, like you said, in this budget year, there was a surplus, and they refused to spend it. What I saw just a couple of days ago is that I think it's Governor Evers is asking for $800 million for UW system for the next budget. And so I'm thinking, okay, what are they going to do this time? You know, what are they going to try to take out of that this time? And it never should happen.
Yeah.
Well, and as you said too, Bev, you know, as far as property or of school funding coming from property taxes, and that has been around for decades and decades and decades. And it's, you know, people say, well, it's always been this way. You know, it's tradition. Well, foot binding was a tradition. That was kind of a good tradition to get rid of. If you're just going to pick one out of the sky, we've always done it this way. Yeah. Well, let's not do it that way anymore.
We have people. Somebody just stopped by our studios here, our remote studios. Paul Murphy, the great Paul Murphy, his wonderful wife Louise. They were institutions for years in a theater company here, the local theater.
Lovely.
And the arts and the opportunities that were given through people like Paul and Louise and the campus and Jim Agard and Gene Burkett. You brought arts to Southwest Wisconsin. That is gone because of what these cuts to the campus.
It's a tragedy. We're going to keep talking about it, get the word out, and hopefully get more people coming to your meetings. Bev Pistel with Economic Equity Now, affiliated with Patriotic Millionaires. Thank you so very much for stopping by.
Oh, thank you.
We have news coming up next. By the way, the word is north. N-O-R-T-H.
No, N-O-R-T, north.
N-O-R-T-H.
Knock it off, Todd.
Cut off his microphone. Now he's trying to undermine me live. The text, the Scotty statewide text to win contest is going on this hour. You have until noon. Text the word north, N-O-R-T-H, and you can win some wonderful, wonderful prizes. News is next. And then when we return, a public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. More heavy rain forecast through Saturday in already flooded South Florida, where hundreds of flights have already been canceled or delayed. Local leaders telling residents stay home to keep those flooded roads clear. Miami City spokesperson Kania Fallett says they're installing pumps to redirect stormwater in hard-hit neighborhoods.
We have 12 temporary pumps in those areas where primarily, we see that the heavy rainfall tends to accumulate a little more.
A state of emergency is in effect. Off Florida, Russian warships steaming into Havana Bay, including a nuclear-powered submarine. The U.S. tracking this with a show of force.
This is the first time in 16 years Russian ships have done exercises with Cuba. With President Biden in Italy for day one of the G7 summit, Treasury Secretary Yellen is calling on the group to meet what she calls a crucial opportunity to endorse a U.S. proposal to use frozen Russian assets to help fund Ukraine. Yellen says Russia's got no claim to the money. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin DNR issued an air quality advisory for five lakeside counties on Wednesday. Milwaukee, Kenosha, Ozaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan counties are under a moderate advisory for sensitive groups from noon until 11 p.m. That means people sensitive to air pollution, like children, the elderly, and those with lung diseases, should avoid prolonged and heavy activity outside. The economy is the number one issue for American voters. Political scientist Susan Webiaki says housing could be the, quote, sleeper issue of the election.
I can't afford the American dream, right? And you're trying to sell that to young folks in America and sell your vision of tomorrow, and you can't afford the American dream.
Political scientist Barry Burden says most swing voters this year are young adults. The two spoke at a WIS Politics luncheon on Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Staff, and this is Civic Media News.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Are you craving more giant turtles and flying dragons? A Game of Thrones spinoff has been pulled off the scrap heap. Variety reports that 10,000 Ships is back in development. The news comes from George Martin, who created GOT. Martin says the pilot is being written by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Ebony Booth after the original script was killed by HBO. Finally, there's an animated film for adults. Spermageddon is a Pixar-esque movie about two teenagers having sex for the first time. There's an exclusive clip available at Variety.com. Spermageddon might sound risque, but the filmmakers want teens to see it as it promotes safe sex. The film also has a character named Simon the Sperm. I can't even imagine the research involved for an actor cast as a sperm. The movie is currently in the foreplay stages, also known as pre-production. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Of showers and thunderstorms rolling through during the overnight. Upper 60s by sunrise, southwest wind. We'll see mostly sunny skies Thursday, a few showers or storms in the afternoon, with highs reaching the lower to middle 80s. Right now, it's 67.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right, we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right, yeah. Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass.
It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Donald Trump meets with Republican leaders. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Tune in each day, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Todd Alba coming to you live from Richland Center. We're on the road with Jane and Todd. Today we're in Richland Center. Tomorrow we will be in Eau Claire. And on Friday we wrap things up in Amory. So if you are able, we've had some people stop by today and chat with us and just stop in. So if you are going to be in Eau Claire tomorrow, actually we're going to be out here until 2 o'clock today, Crosscup Park here in Richland Center. So stop by if you can and then come and see us tomorrow in Eau Claire and then Friday in Amory. Looking forward to meeting you. I also want to remind everybody our Sconny Summer statewide text to win contest continues. The word this hour, you have until noon, texted via the Civic Media app. The word is North, N-O-R-T-H. The word is North. Every hour that we play, somebody picks up a great Wisconsin Dells summer prize pack. Every day, one winner with a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. And then whether or not you win an hourly or daily prize, everyone will be entered to have one of two grand prizes. Really nice staycation, and you get to pick where you want to go, Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County, and we even give you gas to get there and back. So text the word North, N-O-R-T-H. Todd and I have a little friendly wager going on. Whoever gets the most entries is the winner. Loser has to buy steak dinner at a supper club in Amory on Friday night. We are joined every week at this time. It's our public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Good morning, Dr. Hanks. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you guys doing?
We are good. What's going on in the Hanks household this week? Because we're going to have to do this now. We have to do a check on this now every week to find out what new disease your children have.
Well, they're doing okay. I've got a little bit of a cold. I woke up with like the scratchy throat and you know what, whatever.
Even doctors even doctors get the dreck, right?
Yeah. I've been wearing my mask today to see patients just to, you know, to try to keep some of the disease spreading down, but you know, here we are. But otherwise we're doing good.
Good. I'm glad that no foot and mouth disease, no lice, no black plague has showed up, so we're
no rubella.
We're good to go. No rubella, right? Exactly.
Well, Greg, you were sick. Are you doing okay? You were kind of taking it on.
I'm feeling good. I'm coughing everything that my body has ever had in it up now. It's just like the last bit of it. But I'm feeling good, so that's wonderful.
Great.
All right, we're going to talk about. The Senate this week brought up a vote on the right to contraception, and of course, all the Republicans voted against it. Two didn't. Which were the Republicans that voted for it? Oh, it was Lisa Murkowski. Yes. It was Lisa Murkowski
and Susan Collins. Yeah.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they voted for it. All the other Republicans voted against the right to contraception bill, and yet they still maintain contraception is fine. We're not, you know, yes, we overturned Dobbs, and now abortion is illegal in many, many states, but we're never going to go after contraception. Yes, they are going to, they are contraception,
yeah,
aren't they?
I know, I find this fascinating. Like, it kind of gave me like a throwback to 2016 when Trump was elected, and I remember just sobbing as I was brushing my teeth to go on to work on labor and delivery, and just like, how am I going to look my patients in the eye and tell them everything's going to be okay? And I remember people being like, oh, you're being dramatic. It's not going to be that. He's not going to overturn Roe. Like, you're fine. And it's just like, here we go all over again. Like, you literally, we have seen this happen, like the worst happen already. Like, you know, nothing is surprising or shocking. And I just, in one of the articles you sent, like Katie Britt said that, like, she's such a creep. She like just saying like,
Katie is, in case you don't know, Katie Britt is the one who gave the rebuttal to the State of the Union address where she looked like a Stepford wife. It was one of the weirdest. It was so odd and so awkward. It was amazing.
Biden. She could not just say his name like a normal human. Jane, you went through something similar when you were working at watching the Dobbs. I remember you tell the story about watching the Dobbs case coming down and people just having kind of a, so what?
I mean, so a woman has to, you know, travel, big deal. What's the big, you know, what's the big inconvenience? Well, travel can be very expensive. And if you're in some of these states where you have to travel three or four states away, mm-hmm. not everybody has the price of a plane ticket in their bank account. Yeah. Not everybody can pay for being gone for 3 to 5 days and get someone to watch their children and all of those other things. And then it's not like you can just cross state lines, Dr. Laura, and get treatment either, right? There are other protocols that still have to be followed in other states that continue to provide abortion services.
Right. And not only that, like, let's not forget the risk to the patient. We've talked about this before, and I've had patients that when we were not doing abortions in Wisconsin who, you know, went out of state to get an abortion and then got a blood clot because they were sitting for so long in the car while they were doing their travel. So don't tell me that it's fine to travel, because for a pregnant woman to sit for that long is not safe. In fact, it is quite harmful. So for these Republicans to say, oh, it's fine, it's not a big deal, it's a huge deal. And it's, people are dying. And that's just one example. Of course, we know about like miscarriages and sepsis and everything that happened in Texas and because of the confusion that was created after this. But you know, in the way to, if you are so strongly opposed to abortions, you know, the way to not have patients have abortions is contraception. So like, so then by
and
saying,
education.
Yeah. But to know, them, they just say like, you know, we'll stop abortions, never having an abortion at all. So you have the baby no matter what.
And there is like data out the wazoo about like how abstinence only teaching does not work.
Yep.
We have that. We know that it's not a thing. We are at our core, we are animals. we're gonna have intercourse. It's just gonna happen. And so I think that it's just wildly naive to say, oh, we'll just teach abstinence only and then people won't get pregnant until they're ready, or natural family planning or anything like that. Like, it's just, and then like, let's not, you know, we haven't even gotten into that contraception or birth control pills or IUDs are used for things other than contraception. Mm-hmm. They're used for controlling periods. They're used for PCOS. They're used for people who have really painful periods because of endometriosis. Like, these are all like, there's so many other things that they're used for that are going to be, when you take that access away, are going to be harmful to my patients. So get out of my clinic.
Get out of my uterus.
Yeah.
And I have nothing else to add. I'm that same.
And to your point, Dr. Hanks, I mean, it's my understanding that like countries like Sweden and Norway and Finland have very, very low rates of abortions, but they also have comprehensive sex education from a pretty young age, and they have very, very easy access to contraceptives.
Yeah, and I mean, it is interesting that countries, I that have less religious influence in their politics, you know, but that's a different story. But yes, you're absolutely right. When you have and we know that, right? We know when we have more education from an earlier age, and that we're open and talking to young adults about their options, that they're going to make different choices, to just know that there are options out there to protect them from getting pregnant and protect them from STDs and STIs. And there was, I don't know if you guys remember, about 10 years ago, they did that trial and out in Colorado about offering everyone an IUD, and they were like, let's see if teen pregnancy goes down. What do you think happened?
Wait, don't tell me, Dr. Hanks. Give me a moment. Let me mull it over.
The Rockies won the World Series. Oh, yeah.
And guess what they decided to do with that information?
Nothing.
To pull the plug on them. So they don't do it anymore. Yeah.
Seriously. So it actually lowered the incidence of teen pregnancy, and so they yanked it. Mm-hmm.
Too expensive or something like that. I can't remember.
Well, we also can't forget.
It was like everyone was like looking to Colorado, like, this is amazing. Like, look at that. Like, they have the data, the numbers, and it was like this very well done study. And they're like, yeah, nah.
I wonder. once again, I hate running into the world of conspiracy theories, but in Colorado, you have one of the most conservative think tanks in the United States right in Colorado Springs. And when they were going up for renewal, there may have been a lobbyist on at the Capitol saying, no, you're not doing this again. Not in our state.
We can backtalk ourselves and discuss the next one, because it was, I want to say it was about 10 years ago. I remember it was a really big deal in our world, but it was super frustrating to see from a distance. I've never practiced in Colorado personally, but it was hard to watch.
If you're just joining us, Dr. Laura Hanks is here. She joins us every Wednesday from 11:30 to noon for public cervix announcement. If you ever have a question for the doctor, you can always email it in to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. It doesn't have to be OBGYN related. We're going to talk about vitamin D deficiencies in just a little bit. But right now, again, we're talking about this failure in the Senate to pass a measure to protect access to contraceptives. And I think it's important, too, Dr. Hanks, that we reiterate that birth control has many different functions other than preventing pregnancy, regulating periods, helping women who have very painful periods, as opposed to Viagra, which only does one thing. Is that correct?
It's a vasodilator. So I don't prescribe Viagra personally. I have heard of people being prescribed it, just to play devil's advocate, for if they have diseases where they have constriction in their fingers, so they get really like cold hands that can turn blue, and so it can help vasodilate those, so open up the blood vessels to get more blood to them. So I have heard of that.
Well, there's a cup.
And it keeps the party going. Am I right, folks?
And I also want to remind folks, Donald Trump made this happen. Donald Trump and his administration and his policies and his Supreme Court appointees brought us to this point. Please don't let anybody tell you that it is the responsibility of anyone else that Dobbs was overturned. Donald Trump is the reason why Dobbs got overturned. He has said he wants to own it. He said he's very proud of it. And yet a lot of people don't think that he is the one who forced that through. Well, he is. Yes. I think it's important that we clarify that.
Yeah.
We do have two callers on the line, Tom from Jackson and Mark from Prairie du Sac. We will take your calls in just a little bit if you guys can hang on the phone. We are with Dr. Laura Hanks for public cervix announcement. Don't forget the word to text until noon via the Civic Media app. The word is North, N-O-R-T-H. The word is North for our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. Great prizes, Wisconsin Dell Summer Prize Packages, Milwaukee Brewers Club Level Seats, a pair of tickets, and then these grand prizes. We're going to have two of them, a stay in Fort Atkinson, you get to pick, or in Lake Geneva, or in Door County, and we give you the gas to get there and back. The word is North. Good luck. Todd Alba's word, by the way, in the 1 o'clock hour will be amphetamines.
I thought it was anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Greg, I think it is that.
Yeah.
Anti-establishmentarianism?
Yeah. That's so something like that.
Yeah. Look it up. You can look it up later. That's not coming until 1 o'clock. All right, stay with us. We'll take your calls right after this. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
Would it be improper for me to be at the farmer's market in my biker shorts tonight?
Depends.
Because people can wear biker shorts in public.
Sure. Okay. Of course you can. So, are you comfortable with that?
I am.
Really?
Yeah, I got those good thighs. Sometimes I need to be released.
You don't worry about, you know.
Unleash the thighs. I've had people tell me that.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair and Todd Alba on the road with Jane and Todd, coming to you live from Cross Cup Park in beautiful downtown Richland Center. Greg Bach and Sweet Cal B are in our studio in Waukesha, and we're joined every Wednesday at this time for public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. And Dr. Hanks, before the short break, we were talking about a measure in the Senate that was there to provide access to contraception, because after abortion, that is the next thing that it looks like Republicans are going to go after. And we do have two callers on the line. We have Tom from Jackson, I believe. Thank you for joining us, Tom. Thank you for your patience. What did you want to say?
Well, I have a little a different view on it, in that from what I understand, about 10% of couples can't have children for whatever medical reason. And I think that's, because of that, I think that society should be willing to pay these women who get pregnant, and whether they're married or not, if they don't want the baby for some reason, that society would pay them all their medical costs. There'd be no cost to them to bear the child. If anything, they would get some money for having a healthy child, and then that child would be given up for adoption, because to adopt a child is really expensive. I have some friends who have adopted six children, and it was up to like $50,000 a piece. And I think that those children, you know, could have good lives, more so than they are now, stuck in, you know, these places when they're like 10 years old and stuff like that, or 15. But if they're adopted, you know, right away, they'd have better lives. And I think society should pay for that, you know, including with, you know, all medical care. I think it should be free medical care in this country, like it is in the other first world countries. I guess that's
what I'd like to say. You got a great point. Yep, you have a great point, Tom. I mean, and I would love to see that happen. I would also love to see Medicare expanded so that women can get postnatal care for a year, as opposed to whatever it is, six weeks right now.
60 days.
60 days. You know, there are all kinds of things that we could do to help support pregnant people and help support women who want to be mothers, and we're not doing it now. And I just don't know that that's going to change.
Here's my issue with that is that if someone wants to go through 40 weeks of pregnancy and give up their body to that, then that is a hugely generous offer. But I think that for someone to just say, well, you can just go on, continue the pregnancy and give the baby up for adoption, that is a choice that needs to be made by that person, because pregnancy is unsafe at baseline. There are lots of risks to being pregnant, and there are lots of risks to giving birth. So I don't think that that's the answer to every unwanted pregnancy. I agree with you. There are a lot of couples that struggle with infertility. I have a lot of patients that very much want to have a baby and be pregnant. And my heart goes out to them. And I think there are ways that we could help them better. That's obviously, you know, the IVF conversation is also something that's being discussed a lot, especially because of Alabama. But I think you have to be very careful with that conversation of asking patients to continue a pregnancy that they don't, that maybe was unplanned and undesired, because that is a huge ask of those patients.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Hanks. And I think, too, there is still, at least among some of us, there is still this assumption that every pregnancy is the same and most pregnancies go just fine. And after birth, you know, you snap back. But that isn't the case. Every pregnancy is vastly different from your neighbor's pregnancy. And the outcome or the condition that you're in after you deliver also varies widely from patient to patient. Absolutely. So we have time to get in one more phone call. Mark from Prairie du Sac has been waiting. Thank you for your patience, Mark. What did you want to say?
Thanks. I think what needs to happen is a redistribution of the 2012 video by Andrea Savage. It starred Andrea Savage, Judy Greer, Kate Beckinsale. It was titled "Republicans Get in My Vagina." I mean, it's a humorous little take on, you know, that Republicans want to dictate women's lives. And I think that, and perhaps what needs to happen, it probably wouldn't do much good, because there's, you know, these Republicans are primarily married to stepford wives in a lot of cases. That a case of, you know, Liz Lestrada, where the women go on a sex strike and don't let their men have sex with them anymore. I mean, that these guys just don't care about women. I mean, that they say they do, but they simply don't.
I think you're right. I think you're right, Mark. And unfortunately, I think a lot of women are feeling that way. I saw another person say, Dr. Hanks, that abortion is never medically necessary. That's a lie. That's just an out-and-out lie.
Yeah, that's not true. And I have treated patients that I have said, you will die if this pregnancy continues. That's rare, but it happens.
And ectopic pregnancies also. There are some legislators whose name escapes me right now. It's like, well, if it's ectopic, just, you know, replant it. It doesn't work that way.
No. You know, like if only gardening.
If only it were that easy to transplant my tulips, you know, like I do an ectopic pregnancy. It doesn't work that way.
No, unfortunately, you know, we have people, I think, overestimate our medical advances. There are some really cool things we're doing. I mean, you know, IVF is pretty advanced, but placing a pregnancy that was not inside the uterus, outside of IVF is not something that we are able to do.
We got a text.
It's physically not possible. Go ahead, Greg.
We got a text from the 970 listening on WAUK. So the Colorado Birth Control Initiative was reinstated a few years ago when the Dems gained control.
Oh, thank you.
That's
so exciting. Thank you.
Fantastic.
For fact-checking me.
Well, that fact-check, you're about helping.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Filling in the pieces. Yeah. We're filling in the pieces. Dr. Laura Hanks joins us every Wednesday at this time for public service announcement. If you ever have a question for her, just email it into the show at janesays@civicmedia.us. Thank you so much, Dr. Hanks. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Have a good week.
News is coming up next. You have a couple of minutes left to text the word via the Civic Media app, North, NORTH. It's our Scani Summer statewide text to win contest. News coming up, and then the wonderful Todd Alba. We're here in Richland Center at Cross Cup Park. Come out and join us. We're here till 2 o'clock. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, I'll be joined by former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about the January 6th riot and the work he's been doing for the Biden campaign.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. More heavy rain forecast through Saturday and already flooded South Florida, where hundreds of flights have already been canceled or delayed. Local leaders telling residents stay home to keep those flooded roads clear. Miami City spokesperson Kania Fallett says they're installing pumps to redirect stormwater in hard-hit neighborhoods.
We have 12 temporary pumps in those areas where primarily we see that the heavy rainfall tends to accumulate a little more.
A state of emergency is in effect. Off Florida, Russian warships steaming into Havana Bay, including a nuclear-powered submarine. The U.S. tracking this with a show of force. This is the first time in 16 years Russian ships have done exercises with Cuba. With President Biden in Italy for day one of the G7 summit, Treasury Secretary Yellen is calling on the group to meet what she calls a crucial opportunity to endorse a U.S. proposal to use frozen Russian assets to help fund Ukraine. Yellen says Russia's got no claim to the money. This is ABC News. Tesla shareholders vote Thursday on reapproving $56 billion in a compensation package for CEO Elon Musk. This after a previous generous package was nixed by a judge.
The shareholder package that was approved in 2018 was a ginormous pay package for Elon Musk, $56 billion. And basically, this was contingent on Elon Musk achieving very ambitious performance targets in January of this year. A judge in Delaware basically struck down the package, saying that it shouldn't be in place.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Three deputies are said to be in good condition after being shot at a home in northern Illinois. Investigators say the officers responding to a call about someone in the house threatening to shoot themselves. At some point, they went inside and all three were shot, one of them in the face. The suspect also shot and recovering. Police say they found guns, a knife, pepper spray, and combat armor in the home. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Mattner, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something.
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella Devan, we're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinier, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
How about that?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor. Radio Password with your host, John Mino.
The password is lingerie.
Jim, your first clue is from Mary. Mary says, sexy.
Is it a person?
No, it's not a person.
You can't say Mino. Lingerie.
Oh my God!
How is that possible? Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
We are here to talk about something very near and dear to our heart, and that's housing for veterans. And this is Gail.
It's gone to the city council before. Wanted you to tweak some things. You did that, and it came up last night for a final vote. And
we got the vote. Yeah. It was amazing. It was amazing. We had so many people speak on our behalf.
Fantastic. Could not be happier.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matt Nair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Would it be improper for me to be at the farmer's market in my biker shorts tonight?
Depends.
Because people can wear biker shorts in public.
Sure. Okay. Of course you can. So, are you comfortable with that?
I am.
Really?
Yeah, I got those good thighs. Sometimes they need to be released.
You don't worry about, you know.
Unleash the thighs. I've had people tell me that.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome. We could,
like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Is the winner loser has to buy steak dinner at a supper club in Amory on Friday night. We are joined every week at this time. It's our public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Good morning, Dr. Hanks. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you guys doing?
We are good. What's going on in the Hanks household this week? Because we're going to have to do this now. We have to do a check on this now every week to find out what new disease your children have.
Well, they're doing okay. I've got a little bit of a cold. I woke up with, like, the scratchy throat and, you know, whatever.
Even doctors get the dreck, right?
Yeah. I've been wearing my mask today to see patients just to, you know, to try to keep some of the disease spreading down. But, you know, here we are. But otherwise, we're doing good.
Good. I'm glad that no foot and mouth disease, no lice, No black plague has showed up, so we're
no rubella.
We're good to go. No rubella, right? Exactly.
Well, good. You were sick. Are you doing okay? You were kind of taking it on.
I'm feeling good. I'm coughing everything that my body has ever had in it up now. It's just like the last bit of it. But I'm feeling good, so that's wonderful.
Great.
All right, we're going to talk about. The Senate this week brought up a vote on the right to contraception, and of course, all the Republicans voted against it. Which were the Republicans that voted for it? Oh, it was Lisa Murkowski. Yes. It was Lisa Murkowski
and Susan Collins. Yeah,
it's on the tip of my tongue.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they voted for it. All the other Republicans voted against the right to contraception bill. And yet they still maintain contraception is fine. We're not, you know, yes, we overturned Dobbs and now abortion is illegal in many, many states, but we're never going to go after contraception. Yes, they are contraception.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
I know. I find this fascinating. Like it kind of gave me like a throwback to 2016 when Trump was elected. And I remember just sobbing as I was brushing my teeth to go on to work on labor and delivery, and just like, how am I going to look my patients in the eye?
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Matt Rothschild will be taking over the mic. He's covering day 9 of Joe Biden's top 100 topic, school vouchers.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AB.